The vernal equinox was today at 11:16 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Iranians treat the equinox like the stroke of midnight on January 1st because, for them, the precise beginning of spring is celebrated as the beginning of a new year. It's a continuation of an ancient Zoroastrian tradition, one that commentator Suzanne Parry follows faithfully.
Today, my family joins other Iranians in celebrating this very un-Islamic event. We gather around a table set with ancient fertility symbols like painted eggs and wheatgrass. We're wearing new clothes, giving presents and grasping coins and jewelry in our hands to bless ourselves with wealth. Winter has turned to spring. It's the new year. The vernal equinox can fall in the middle of the night, or at the crack of dawn, or during school. No matter when, you come to the table. Some years, tables have been set more beautifully. Some years, the recent ones, have been sadder than others. 1976 was the one with the bad omen, as my parents like to say. We lived in an old house in Westchester, New York. A big house. Okay, it was a mansion. In those days, my family was rich. The house was my father's pride, a testimony to his success as an immigrant. That year, the New Year's celebration seemed perfect. The smoked fish and dill rice, the overflowing flower arrangements, even the required goldfish on the New Year table had stayed alive. But while we ate, two men, maybe three, were upstairs, stealing every piece of jewelry and gold my parents had collected or inherited. Diamonds, sapphires, Persian turquoise, Brazilian aquamarines, gold Pahlavi coins. A small fortune. The police said it was an inside job, someone who knew the house. At the time, this seemed ridiculous. But there were more sad years to come. A revolution in Iran that turned into a religious frenzy. The Islamic regime seized our property, so my father's business was reduced to a trickle. We sold the big house and gave up our rights as citizens of Iran. We lost friends to execution and torture and saw our family exiled and scattered. After the Shah was overthrown in 1979, two of my father's devoted employees revealed that they'd been working for the Islamic cause, and they left the States for posts in Khomeini's government. It's amazing how we could have worked with these people every day, had them to our home, even employed their relatives to remodel our kitchen, and not realize their political beliefs were totally different from our own. We started to wonder about them. Could they have been involved in the robbery? I mean, revolutionaries need money, don't they? My parents get angry when I mention this. There's no proof that our treasures were used to fund revolutionaries. But I think, isn't it astounding how blind we can be? And isn't it just like us, like Americans, to think that what goes on in our own suburban homes can't possibly have anything to do with the fate of the world? Yes, it's another New Year's Day, and I'm celebrating to the hilt. Truth is, the theocracy back in Iran hates this holiday. It's so un-Islamic. Maybe there was some symbolism in that for the robbers. There certainly is for me, now. Okay, so the jewelry and coins I hold in my hands this year aren't so valuable, and my new clothes aren't from anywhere posh. But all the Zoroastrian fertility symbols are on the table, right where they belong. Happy New Year.
Suzanne Parry lives in Atherton, California. She's the author of the novel, The Fortune Catcher.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.